Canto 12, Chapter 2, Despair and Hope in the Age of Quarrel. Sri Shuka said, "And then, O King, under the strong influence of the time of Kali Yuga, religiousness, truthfulness, cleanliness, tolerance and mercy, as also the quality of life, physical strength and memory, will diminish day after day. Among the people of the age of Kali, all one attains by good birth, behavior and qualities will be wealth, while material power will be the only factor determining what is just and reasonable. Relations between men and women will be based upon sensual pleasure. Business will be ruled by deceit. Masculinity and femininity are there for sexual attraction, and a sacred thread will suffice to be considered learned. Spiritual status and one's progress in this respect will be determined by outer marks only. One is considered questionable when one lacks in funds, while scholarship will consist of word jugglery. Poverty will simply be considered a lack of virtue, while the standard of virtue will be hypocrisy and deceit. Verbal agreement is enough to be married, and a bath suffices to start the day. A holy place is a reservoir of water somewhere far away. Beauty depends on one's hairstyle. Life's purpose is to fill one's belly. Someone audacious is considered truthful. When one can maintain a family, one is an expert, and religious principles are observed for the sake of one's reputation. With the earth being crowded with a populace thus corrupted, anyone who is the strongest among the intellectuals, the rulers, the merchants, and the working class will be called the king or president. The citizens, whose wives and property are stolen by a merciless and avaricious ruling class behaving like ordinary thieves, will flee to the mountains and the forests. Plagued by droughts, famine, and taxation, they will be ruined and resort to the consumption of leaves, roots, meat, honey, fruits, flowers, and seeds. Heavily burdened by cold, wind, heat, rain, and snow, as also by quarrels, hunger, thirst, and diseases, they suffer a great deal of distress and anxiety. In Kali Yuga, men for no more than 50 years can enjoy a decent quality of family life. When the bodies of all living entities are in decay from the contamination of Kali Yuga, when the dutifulness of the members of all status orientations is lost, when the Vedic path for all men has changed into a predominantly atheistic sense of duty, when the kings or governors mainly consist of thieves, and the people in their various occupations are lying criminals of useless violence against especially animals, when the societal classes, as good as all, are engaged in profit-minded labor, cows have the same value as goats, the hermitages hardly can be distinguished from materialistic households, family bonds do not reach beyond the ties of marriage, when the plants and herbs are mostly small-sized and all trees are like shami trees, when there is always lightning in the clouds and the homes are ruled by loneliness, voidism and impersonalism, when Kali Yuga is running at its end and the people behave like asses, the Supreme Lord will descend in the mode of pure goodness to defend the Dharma. The spiritual master of all the moving and non-moving living beings, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality and controller of all, takes birth for the protection of the religion and to put an end to the karma of the saintly souls. In the village of Shambhala, Lord Kalki will appear in the home of the great soul, the eminent Brahmin Vishnu Yasha, the glory of Vishnu. Mounting his swift horse Devadatta, the lord of the universe endowed with his sword, transcendental qualities and 8 mystic opulences, will subdue the reprobates. With speed travelling the earth on his horse, he, unrivalled in his splendour, will slaughter the thieves dressing as kings by the millions. When all the robbers have been killed, the minds of all the residents of the towns and cities will clear up, who came in touch with the breeze carrying the most sacred fragrance of the with sandalwood paste decorated body of Lord Vasudeva. When Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord, is situated in their hearts in the transcendental form of his goodness, the production of offspring will be abundant. After the Supreme Lord Kalki, the Lord and Master of Dharma, has incarnated, Satyayuga will begin and progeny will be created in the mode of goodness. The moment the sun and the moon, together with Jupiter, Brihaspati, in the same constellation of Karkata, or Cancer, enter the lunar mansion of Tishya, or Pushya, Satyayuga, Krita, will begin. I briefly described all the past, present and future kings belonging to the solar and lunar dynasties. Beginning from the birth of your good self up to the coronation of King Nanda, 1150 years will pass. On the northwest line between the two stars Pulaha and Kratu, one first sees rising in the constellation of the seven sages, Ursa Major, the Great Bear, one in the nightly sky sees their ruling lunar mansion. The sages, the stars in that lunar mansion, remain connected with it for 100 human years. Now, in your time, they are situated in the nakshatra called Magha. When Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, the son known as Krishna, returned to heaven, this world entered the age of Kali, in which people delight in sin. For as long as he, the husband of Rama, touched the earth with his lotus feet, Kali could not prevail on earth. Kali Yuga begins when the constellation of the seven divine sages enters Magha. That period covers 1,200 godly years, or 432,000 human years. When the seven sages pass from Magha to the lunar mansion of Purvasada, this age of Kali will attain its full strength, beginning with the time of King Mahapatma Nanda and his descendants. The historians say that the age of Kali began the very day that Sri Krishna departed for the spiritual world. At the end of the 1,000 celestial years of the fourth Kali age, Satyayuga will start again, the time when the minds of men will be self-enlightened. Thus, this dynasty from Vaivasvata Manu has been enumerated as it is known on earth. The positions of the scholars, the traders and the workers in each age can therewith also be understood. Of these personalities, these great souls, one only remembers their names. All that remains of their glory on this earth are their stories. Devapi, the brother of Shantanu, and Maru, who took birth in the Ikshvaku dynasty, are endowed with great mystical power, and both live even now in Kalapa. At the end of the age of Kali, they will return to human society and promulgate the Varnashrama Dharma as it was before, deriving from the instructions they received from Vasudeva Krishna. The four ages of Krita, Treta, Dwapara and Kali that the living beings undergo in this world will repeat themselves continuously following this sequential order. O King, these kings, these gods among men and the others I described, who arriving on this earth exert their possessiveness, in the end all have to forsake this world and face their demise. Even if someone's body carries the name of king, it is nevertheless destined to be known as stool, worms or ashes. For the sake of that body, he was an enemy of other living beings and therefore ends up in hell. What does such a one know about his self-interest? A king may think, how can this same undivided earth, as controlled by the personalities of my predecessors and now under my control, stay in the hands of my son, grandson and other descendants? When one accepts this body that is composed of earth, water and fire, with a notion of I, and when one says mine to this earth, one lacks an intelligence. For in the end, reaching one's own absence, one has to forsake both this body and this earth. O King, of whatever that kings may enjoy in the world with all their power, is by time nothing more preserved than some accounts and histories.